Good morning, everyone, and welcome to episode 296. Now, you are with Crazy Janet Barker, and we are here to try and make sense of that crazy business world out there. Regular viewers know we are all about mining the business landscape. We are all faced every day with challenges and several million books to help us deal with those challenges. How do we make sense of that? How do we put two and two together and come up with four for ease of mind and clarity? Okay? Because if we can make sense of it, there's some really useful nuggets of gold amongst all that stuff. But there's also a whole heap of shit. Okay? I have a wonderful, wonderful guest with me today. We are so blessed to have this lady with us. Because make no mistakes, people who are new to the show know that I know shit, okay? I am not the expert. I'm here to help guide. I'm here to help make sense of it all, because we're all in this together, aren't we, at the end of the day? Okay, this lady, now she is an expert. She has written 15 New York Times bestseller business books. She is in the top 10,000 TED Talkers. And if you know how many videos there are on TED Talk at the moment, I think we're up to 16 billion. So yeah, top 10,000, that's pretty impressive stuff. She is a global consultant, and she knows her stuff. Let me tell you, this lady, you know who I'm talking about. Welcome, Jo Betty. Oh, good to be here today, Janet. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jo. It really is an honor. I have been trying to get you on this show for decades. You have this uncanny knack. I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass here. You have this uncanny knack of making the unintelligible slightly more unintelligible. How do you even do that? I don't know. So I've been doing it for a long time. Oh, haven't we all? Haven't we all, Betty? Joe. You've got one of those names, haven't you? Anyway, we'll call you Joe or Betty, whichever comes out. Okay, so let's talk about the new book. Let's do the plug. Well, it's Communication Skills for Better Business Outcomes. That's quite some snazzy title right there. I mean, I'm just desperate to find out what this book's about, because, you know, as with most business books on the shelf, when you go to the business section of a bookshelf, they all have these really long and blindingly obvious titles about the content, and of course they then are very, very good at sort of taking one very simple, blindingly obvious point and thrashing it to death over the course of 300-400 pages, 450 if they can drag it out. Have you achieved the same here, Betty? Joe? Oh, thank you, Janet. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. It's look, you and I go back. It's always a pleasure. We have we've done all sorts. We've had our times, haven't we, Joe? We sure have, Janet. And you know what? On those journeys, we have met a lot of people who've lost their way, you know? We know we have to go to work and communicate well. You know, that's not rocket science. But how do we communicate well? How do we reach our peers? How do we engage? How do we get those business outcomes with a direct dotted line to the bottom line? How do we do that, Janet? Well, I'm hoping you're going to tell us, Joe. My book helps people pull it apart, pick it apart, bite-sized chunks, chapter by chapter. I take you through just the little things you need to do every single day to build those connections. Imagine them as sort of a row of, I like to think of them, and I use this analogy in the book, as a row of pavers creating a pathway Okay, so it's a pathway to where you want to get to, a pathway to your destination. And if you imagine each paver is a certain skill, okay, imagine even take it one step further, and I do this in I think chapter 6. Name your pavers, okay? Just do it. You own this journey. You can do what you want. Name your pavers. Actually imagine you're writing on your pavers the skills that you're going to learn. Okay. Oh, I love this. So we're actually using pavers to build a pathway. That's it. It's as simple as that. Wow. Okay, so we're onto something here. Now that comes up in chapter 6. Do you actually tell people what they are? I dance around it, to be honest, as much as I can, because I'm going to push out another book in a few months' time. And that book will actually identify what the skills are. So this book, and it's currently in hard copy, and it's going to come out in soft jacket soon. Congratulations. Great. Yeah, it's I'm not going to take the credit. It's the people. This is what people need to hear. This is the help people are crying out for. Okay, how to lay the pavers. And if you get them right, you know, you're going to see considerable business outcomes. Now, what does that mean? Okay, look, let's just strip it bare. I mean, I'm not criticizing. This is blowing my mind. But what I am wondering, Joe, is a lot of people feel they go to work every day and they're working for the man, okay? Or they're working for the woman. I'm using that phrase very deliberately, working for the man. And that isn't always fulfilling because they're getting home at the end of the day and they're going, you know what? I slogged my guts out today and my paycheck ain't great and he's just bought his second house, okay? How does it address that feeling of desperation? You want to kill yourself? You're drinking 3 bottles of wine a night, you know, just to get through. How is your book going to address that void? Does it help fill that void? Oh, I hear what you're saying. I do, Janet. It's so real, isn't it, for so many people? And yes, I can promise. Well, that's bold, isn't it? I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, and I would be very surprised if this book doesn't fill that void for 87% of readers, let's say. Let's just put a big, you know, stake in the ground. What this book does, it does give hope. The pathway you're building is a pathway to hope. Oh, I like that. Yeah, it's a pathway to hope, Janet, because it's a tangible tool. You know, you can carry this book around. I've deliberately written it. You can carry it around. It's a tiny, tiny little thing. Your back pocket, in your handbag, keep it in your desk drawer, be very discreet. People aren't going to know you're using this tool to try and get some fulfillment from your meaningful job. Very discreet. And when the second one comes out, they'll be available to buy together in a handy little set. And then you can use post-it notes, flip through. Look, it's still in the making. I don't want to give too much away. But ultimately, I don't know. Look, Malcolm Gladwell called it the lifesaver we've all been waiting for. I can't say that. I can't be that arrogant. You call me an expert, Janet. I'm not an expert. I'm clinging to the rock face like everybody else, okay? I hear you. You're very humble. No. I hear you. You're very humble. Well, yeah. Okay, we're all learning. Oh, you have just brought so much light into the day today, Joe Betty. I feel like I don't think it's overreaching to say I feel a small burden has been taken off, okay, because suddenly there's something out there that's going to help us do this stuff better, and fuck knows we need to do this stuff better, okay. Oh, breath of fresh air, thank you so much for coming in, you mean the world to me. I know we've got some golf lined up in the next few weeks, but that's exclusive for the listeners, so we won't talk too much about that. But okay, thank you. Thank you so much. It's, as always, it's just been a pleasure. Absolute pleasure. Oh, no, the pleasure is all mine, Betty Jo. Off you go, and keep doing your wonderful thing. And listeners, I will see you next time. Thank you for tuning in. You've been in the company of Crazy Janet Barker.